Carita is going to come and read to us now the story this morning from Matthew chapter 14, but it's not from the Good News version, so you'll need to listen carefully.
It had been a long day at the Sea of Galilee. Jesus told his weary disciples to head for home without him, while he sent away the thousands of people who had gathered. "It's going to take a little time for me to convince everyone to leave," Jesus said to his friends with a sigh. "You start off without me. I want to spend some time praying on my own. I'll catch up with you." "But how will you follow us?" the disciples protested, clambering into their boat. "Don't worry, I'll be fine," Jesus reassured, waving them off. As the men sailed away, Jesus turned back to the crowds and told them it was time to go home too. No one wanted to leave him, but eventually they began to wander away in groups. At last, Jesus was able to leave unnoticed and went a little way up a hillside. Finally, he had some peace and quiet and could pray alone. He stayed for quite a while, deep in thought, talking to God. Meanwhile, out on the Sea of Galilee, the disciples were in trouble. The wind had grown stronger, stirring up strong currents in the water and battering the boat. The alarmed men rolled up the sails and tried to row to shore. But despite straining at the oars with all their might, the boats were being blown off course out into dangerous open waters. Hours passed, and as the night grew darker, the wind grew wilder and the waves grew higher. The disciples were terrified. As they sat huddled in their boat, desperately waiting for the light of dawn, they saw a white glow in the darkness. It came closer and grew bigger, turning into the shape of a man. "A ghost!" they cried, even more frightened than before. Then a voice came floating towards them on the wind. "Don't be afraid. It's me, Jesus." The disciples were confused. Was it really their friend and master? Peter spoke up bravely. "If it's really you, Lord," he shouted back, "tell me to walk to you across the waves." "Yes, come then," Jesus called. Peter stood up cautiously, moved to the edge of the rocking boat and took a deep breath. The other disciples could hardly believe their eyes as Peter stepped out. But instead of sinking into the churning waters as they had feared, their friend strode from wave to wave over the swirling sea towards Jesus. Peter kept his eyes fixed on Jesus, not daring to look down. But when he was within a couple of steps of Jesus, his curiosity got the better of him and he glanced down. The moment he saw the frothing water beneath his feet, his courage deserted him, and he plunged down into the cold, dark waters. "Help me, Jesus!" Peter screamed in a panic. "I'm sinking!" Jesus reached out and grabbed Peter's hand, heaving him up. "Don't doubt me," he said. "Have more faith." Jesus guided his friend back to the boat, and suddenly the wind died down and the waves calmed. The disciples had watched everything in amazement. "You really are the Son of God," they said, falling in awe at Jesus' feet.
So that's the story of Jesus walking on the water, Matthew 14, 22 to 32. And we're continuing our theme this morning of Jesus on the beach. And this morning we're thinking about what it means to step out in faith. And so we're looking at this story of Jesus walking on the water. But we're not going to focus on Jesus walking on the water, as unusual an event as that is. Instead, we are going to focus on Peter for a few minutes, on Peter walking on the water to join Jesus. And we're going to see what we can learn from that. As you've just heard from the reading, Jesus walked out to meet the disciples on their boat. It was the middle of a storm, and naturally when the disciples see Jesus approaching on foot, they're rather shocked and somewhat scared. So much so that they don't recognize Jesus coming to them, and they think that it's a ghost that they see coming across the waves towards them. But what is really interesting for us is to look at the response and the actions of Peter. So I've got a question for you. What was the first thing that Peter said? Anyone tell me what was the first thing that Peter said? Yeah, the disciples said they thought it was a ghost, but what did Peter say? Is it you, Lord? Yes. And then he went on to say, if it's you, tell me to come to you. Yeah? That's what he calls out. If it's you, tell me to come to you. But this isn't Peter being bold or brave or strong. This is not Peter trying to prove that he is the best of all the disciples in the boat. Look at the words that he says. He says, if it is you, tell me to come to you. Peter is calling out to his Lord and saying, if you command me to, I'll come out to you. If you tell me to, I will come to you. Peter, in that very simple little statement, is recognizing the power that Jesus has on his life and is offering to do as Jesus commands. If you tell me, I will come. And that's the first challenge for us this morning when we're thinking about stepping out in faith. Are we ready to act when Jesus calls to us? If he tells us, will we go? Now, my second question. What did Peter do next? Easy. Stepped out of the boat. Yeah, he stepped out of the boat. The story version that Carita read, you know, was a little bit concerned. Maybe he was suddenly having second thoughts about what he had said. But he did. He got up onto the side of the boat and he stepped out. And when Jesus commanded Peter to come, he doesn't change his mind. He doesn't back away. He doesn't make excuses. He steps over the side of the boat into the water. You see, when Jesus calls to Peter, Peter responds. He steps out of the boat and finds that he is able to walk across the water towards Jesus. And Peter keeps his focus on Jesus. I love the imagery of that story of Peter kind of almost just staring at him, not wanting to look anywhere else, but I'm going to stare at Jesus. I'm just going to keep looking at him. I'm going to keep walking. I don't care about the waves crashing around me. I'm just staring at Jesus all the time. And as he stares at Jesus and keeps focused on Jesus, he's able to walk across the water towards him. And in getting out of the boat and walking towards Jesus, Peter is demonstrating the need for faith in Jesus. And Peter is teaching us a valuable lesson. When we look to Jesus, we can find that anything is possible. So firstly, when Jesus tells us, we need to respond. And secondly, we need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. And when we do that, anything is possible. And so to my last question. Easy, I'm sure. Why did Peter start to sink? You're all mumbling. Someone shout it out for me. He took his eyes off of Jesus. I told you it, didn't I, already? Peter becomes confident almost. He gets near to Jesus. He gets nearly there, and then he decides he's going to have a cheeky little look around and see what's going on. And as he does that, he takes his eyes off of Jesus, and he begins to sink down. And then he has to shout out to Jesus to save him. And Jesus reaches out and pulls him back up. And this is a great example for our own lives too. Our lives can be the same. We look to Jesus for help and for guidance. We listen to his voice and we respond to his call. And our lives just kind of go on and we follow Jesus. And as we get going, maybe we begin to get comfortable. We're doing okay. Things are going well. Life is good. This Christian lark is all right. But then maybe we take our eyes off of Jesus because we're too comfortable. because we're too relaxed and we forget about what it is we're focusing on. And it's at that point, when we take our eyes off of Jesus, that things can begin to go wrong for us, just like they did for Peter. And life suddenly becomes too much, and the world suddenly seems too big, and we begin to sink. So we learn that we need to stay focused on Jesus if we are to achieve the things in our lives that he wants us to achieve. The story teaches us three important lessons. We must listen for God's call on our lives. We must be willing to respond to God's call. And we must keep our eyes fixed firmly on Jesus if we are not to lose our way. Now, there's a famous German theologian called Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I've probably pronounced that really badly, and Andrea will correct me later. But he sums up the lessons for Peter in this one statement that hopefully is about to appear on the screen. Let me read it to you. Peter had to leave the ship and risk his life on the sea in order to learn both his own weakness and the almighty power of his Lord. If Peter had not taken the risk, he would have never learned the meaning of faith. Peter's faith only becomes real when he takes that first step off of the boat and is obedient to God's call on his life. Our faith only becomes real when we are obedient to the call of Jesus in our lives and we take that first step too. Now, this morning is about stepping out in faith. I'm going to invite Poppy Blake to come and join me now. Because Poppy is stepping out in faith. I've got some questions for you. And you can tell people kind of the step of faith that you're taking and kind of getting out of the boat, as it were, that you're going to be doing. So what is it you're going off to do?
Okay, so I'm going to be an intern with Christians in Sport next year. Which means moving to Oxford in a couple of weeks' time, and I'll be living there for a year, and we'll be kind of going around the country, putting on like evangelistic events, and there's also a lot of like teaching and kind of missiony stuff.
Okay, so you'll be working with Christians in Sport,
yeah,
based in Oxford, but travelling around the country doing evangelistic type events.
Yeah.
Brilliant. What made you want to do that?
So I've done quite a lot of stuff with Christians in Sport during my time at university in Sheffield. I've got to kind of know what they do there, and it's really helped me with my... So I'm a runner. I've done a lot of things with them, and like Christians in Sport is like two really cool things for me, so it's good to be able to put them together and do them both.
Brilliant. Okay. What worries or concerns do you have about the next year?
So I think going to a new place is always a bit like difficult, or it's a bit worrying because you don't quite know what it's going to be like. So yeah, I'm sure it will be good, but I don't quite know what I'll be doing. So and also kind of going from being a student where you get to kind of do what you want to having like a job is a bit...
Don't say that.
No, not in a bad way. Just like...
My son's about to go university.
Yeah, no,
like,
no. I'm sorry. So it'll be a bit more like formal and might be challenging to kind of have a bit more, being told what to do a bit more. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, what do you hope that the impact of this year is going to be on your faith?
So I think so there's a lot of like Bible teaching for me as well as like telling other people. So I hope just from kind of knowing and understanding more that will help my faith. I think also because a lot of people don't want to hear the gospel, so that might be quite a challenge. But hopefully, like we'll kind of see God working through that as well.
Brilliant. Okay. Last question then. What can we be praying for you?
So I guess. Yeah, like immediately the kind of move to Oxford. That's on 30th of August and haven't packed anything. So, yeah, just kind of getting everything in place for that. And then, yeah, just being away from home for the year and, like, settling in and really being able to kind of, yeah, get my priorities right throughout the year, I think.
Okay, great. Well, let's just pray for you now and then you can go and sit down again. And we'll pray for you for this coming year. Father God, we just want to pray for Poppy. We thank you for her willingness to step out in faith, to follow your call on her life. And Lord, we pray for her in these coming weeks as she prepares to move to Oxford to work as an intern for Christians in Sport. We pray for her that you would help her to settle quickly. We pray that you would help her to adapt quickly to the new situations. And Lord, we pray that you would give her all the confidence and courage and wisdom that she needs as she begins to speak to others about your love. Father, we pray for her and the team over this coming year that you would really just bless them with your spirit and enable them to do great things and to reach many people in your name. So we pray for Poppy in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.